or even just an old lever action. The Gun Doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two, going to shift gears a little bit here on this Thursday, July 9th, 2026 edition. President Donald Trump announced yesterday that he will immediately ask the United States Supreme Court to rehear its controversial decision striking down his executive order restricting birthright citizenship, calling the ruling a, quote, miscarriage of justice that threatens America's future. In a Truth Social post, Trump blasted the Supreme Court's June 30th decision and warned that it would fuel a booming industry centered on exploiting U.S. citizenship through birth tourism. I will be asking for a rehearing by the United States Supreme Court immediately. This miscarriage of justice will destroy America if they don't change their absolutely insane decision. Trump posted signs and of billboards already appearing along the southern border and throughout Mexico, advertising birthright citizenship services with deliveries allegedly starting at just $4,000. Billions of dollars will illegally be made by this scam, with citizenship going to anyone who's willing to pay. It will be by far the number one way of becoming a citizen. And then, once born here, their entire family will be allowed to follow. That is not sustainable. The president went on to declare that American citizenship is not for sale, arguing that selling access to citizenship through birth tourism should be a crime, and that the Supreme Court ruling actually enables this practice. During oral arguments in the case, U.S. Solicitor General John Sauer warned the court that birthright citizenship has fueled a sprawling industry of birth tourism, quote unquote. He actually said that. With thousands of foreign nationals traveling to the United States each year specifically to give birth so that their children would receive automatic American citizenship. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, estimated 20 to 26,000 birth tourists enter the United States every single year, beginning back in 2020 when they began studying this particular motive operandi. Federal authorities have prosecuted multiple birth tourism operations over the years. In one of the largest crackdowns, 19 people were indicted back in 2019 for operating an Orange County-based scheme that allegedly charged wealthy foreign clients tens of thousands of dollars to arrange travel, housing, and hospital care so that their children could be born here in the United States and become citizens. Well, Trump signed Executive Order 14160 on his very first day back in office, arguing that the 14th Amendment was intended to guarantee citizenship to formerly enslaved Americans and their descendants. not for children to be born here by illegal aliens or temporary foreign visitors. Supreme Court rejected the arguments in a 6-3 ruling in Trump versus Barbara back on June 30th. Chief Justice Roberts wrote for the majority saying that a child born on American soil and subject to American laws was made an American citizen. Justice Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch were the three dissenting Supreme Court justices. Justice Brett Kavanaugh joined the majority, but he wrote his own separate opinion. Well, parties have 25 days to request a rehearing after a Supreme Court decision. However, such requests are almost never granted. The last successful rehearing occurred back in 1956 when the court reversed itself on Reed versus Covert. Trump, however, is making it very clear he has no intention of backing down on one of his signature immigration priorities. Signaling the fight over birthright citizenship is by far, far from over. So, pretty interesting post by the president on social media. Now, another story that just came out is upcoming rules by this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, over the November 3rd general election, in which she will be on the ballot as the Democratic nominee for governor. Bureau of Elections would like to provide an update on planned changes to our online voter registration system. As developments continue, we're completing more system work and testing to help ensure a smooth rollout on or about August 19th, 2026. Now, folks, this is basically 2 weeks after Benson will win the primary for governor. The rollout will begin with a soft launch period, meaning the system will be live and available for use so that the Bureau of Elections can gather feedback and monitor for any needed adjustments. This will allow us time to review and incorporate feedback before broader press communications are made public. Here are the key updates. Listen to this. Expanded voter registration and updated options for voters who do not have a Michigan driver's license or a state ID. They will be able to register using the last 4 digits of their Social Security number. A new digital signature upload feature will allow eligible voters to upload a signature directly online over the online services website. Clerk reviews workflows in the qualified voter files will be immediately available to review and process online registrations, especially those using the last 4 digits of the Social Security number. And all of the new signature update requests. Update quick guides and manuals, frequently asked questions, and the BOE website updates will take place prior to implementation to help prepare for the changes. Signed, Bureau of Elections. Folks, people will be allowed to register online to vote in the November 3rd election without even showing photo ID. All they have to do is come up with the last four digits of a Social Security number, and they can actually upload a new potentially fake signature, and they'll get registered to vote. Yeah, they don't plan on cheating November 3rd, do they? Unbelievable. This is just absolutely, absolutely amazing. Well, this is something that definitely needs to be monitored. We're going to start this story. Detroit clerk Janice Winfrey is accusing the U.S. Department of Justice on relying on false claims about the city's 2024 election administration to justify sending federal election monitors to the August 4th primary. In her letter dated Tuesday, responding to last week's Department of Justice notice, Winfrey disputed three assertions. She said formed the basis for the Department of Justice decision to monitor Detroit polling places. First one was the fact that one precinct lacked provisional ballots. Fact number two, the poll workers were confused about when to use provisional ballots. And finally, the voter assist terminals were not functioning properly. Clerk Winfrey wrote, "It is important to address election performance based on facts rather than falsehoods that lead to baseless conclusions. Your letter makes three false assertions that form a baseless conclusion that then becomes the pretext for additional monitoring in the city of Detroit's elections." Well, the Department of Justice notified not only Detroit, but also the cities of Lansing and East Lansing last month that federal election monitors would be observing their August 4th primary election to evaluate compliance with the federal Help America Vote Act. Department spokesperson said Monday, the Civil Rights Division personnel have monitored elections in those cities under previous presidential administrations. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number two, we'll be right back.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in your pocket every year. And seniors deserve a better deal on property taxes. This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor. And I approve this message so that we can finally bring quality and efficiency to state government.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey argued that the Department of Justice concerns were unfounded. She said no Detroit precinct ran out of provisional ballots because provisional ballots are regular ballots available to all voters when necessary. Election inspectors are extensively trained on when they should be issued, and the city maintains dozens of technicians to respond to problems with any voter terminals. Clerk Winfrey contended none of the issues cited by the Department of Justice would have created lengthy voter lines because provisional ballots and accessible voting terminals operate outside the normal flow of issuing ballots. Winfrey also rejected any suggestion that Detroit experienced significant election day delays in the November 2024 election. She noted that early in-person voting and absentee voting reduced the share of ballots cast at precincts from 78% in the 2016 presidential election all the way down to 32% in 2024. According to her letter, an average of 260 voters cast ballots in each of Detroit's 402 precincts over the 13 hours the polls were open, roughly 20 votes per hour. Simply put, we didn't have any lines. Clerk Winfrey also said city records show that no Department of Justice representatives were present during the November 2024 election. And if any were, they did not identify themselves or sign in with the supervisory staff as required. Despite disputing the Department of Justice's assertions, Clerk Winfrey wrote that the city of Detroit welcomes federal election observers and expects monitors to conduct themselves professionally. She said the city plans to provide the Department of Justice with the requested election materials by July 23rd. Well, representatives for the city of Lansing and East Lansing said on Tuesday afternoon their cities also intend to respond to the Department of Justice request this week. So we'll see where this goes. Now, one of the other stories that I had on my agenda for today, the process. Want to make sure everybody understands the process. I have numerous people texting me about when is the primary, when is the general. This is very simple. August is always the primaries. November is always the general. The question is the dates. The first Tuesday in August this year is August 4th. The first Tuesday in November is November 3rd. So always remember, it's the first Tuesday. August is the party primary elections. November is always the general. But we have changed now where you can vote absentee 45 days before the election. Those ballots went out already. They're gone. They went out, and the last week of June is when you should have received them if you were on the absentee ballot list with your local township, city, or village clerk. 45 days before August 4th, roughly, they start going out. I believe it was June 23rd. Let me pull up the date. Yeah, Tuesday, June 23rd is when most clerks started the process. You probably would have received them, I'm going to say, June 25th, June 26th. That's number one. Number two, every county is going to provide at least one polling place for 9 days of early voting. Heading into the August 4th primary, very simply, the week of July 27th. Let me count the days up real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes. So Monday, July 27th, you will be able to go into your one polling location per county at a minimum. Some of the spread out counties, for example, here in Antrim, were divided by Torch Lake. Well, they might have a location on the east side of Torch and one on the west side of Torch. Things like that. But at least one polling place per county will be open starting on Monday or Tuesday, July 27, 28. Those are the timelines for the upcoming election. Mandatory you get out and vote this year. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11, Sundays from 8 to 2 with